the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Why were you on the business gun? Business end of a gun.
Yeah.
Why were you on a business gun?
Of an end? Business gun of an end.
Yeah. 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. Have any of you been on the wrong end?
No. Oh, God, I'd be terrified.
Joe, they didn't pull guns that time. The stunt went awry when you were pulled over by the police afterwards with the handcuffs.
I did. You know what? I don't remember if they had their guns out or just their hands on their weapons, but it wasn't like when they came up to the Jeep that we were in, there wasn't, they weren't pointing the gun at me. That's for sure.
I don't think it ever got, thank goodness. That was bad enough.
Yeah, it never got this crazy as the last story we talked about.
This is Jesse in Wisconsin. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Good. Did you have a gun pointed at you?
Yeah. So me and a bunch of friends, I had a couple of friends who made some hip-hop music and stuff, and we had some local concerts and stuff that we would go to every once in a while. And I had been outside smoking with a couple of my other friends and came back in. And next thing I know, some guy had came and he pulled out a gun and was pointing it at the group of guys that I met up with. And I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? And
they saw a then Bigfoot.
Yeah, word the mosquito is going crazy.
Yeah.
This happens every time Jesse calls.
It does. Yep. And I asked my girlfriend, and she said there was no way.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you can't tell a story without.
We can't help ourselves.
Yeah, we can't.
It's just, right.
You're like that. You just like you could hear that Jesse was like, I knew this was coming.
Yeah, you're a famous cartoon character. Yep. What do you want from us? You're the most famous person that listens, I think. But go on.
Why did they pull the gun?
Well, okay, so it turns out that some of the guys, I guess, had been, I don't know if they got into a dispute with this girl or whatever that was there as well, and it happened to be the girlfriend of one of the rappers that was from Milwaukee.
Gotcha.
And so he got mad because she must have told him. And so then he went out into his car and got a gun and pulled it on the people and were threatening us. And I probably should have been more, terrified than what I was. Cause I'll be honest, I wasn't taking it seriously. I'm just like, this is stupid.
what a reaction.
And he pulled the gun and I'm just like, I even joked. I'm like, oh, you'd be doing me a favor.
That's a dangerous joke. Thank you, Jesse.
It is. But maybe that broke the tension.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing you a favor. Do it yourself. Nick in Albany. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Why was a gun pointed at you?
Well, a few months ago, I was living in Albany, New York. Oh, well, I hate it there. And my neighbors, the reason I hate it there is because of the story, actually. My neighbors were really just, just bottom of the barrel gun that just constantly fighting.
Can you put a pause on your story, man? Are you walking fast or
I am driving fast.
Okay.
Okay, because it sounds like you're out of breath and we can barely hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened?
Let's make it clear and loud.
I'm trying to sound out of breath. Basically I was talking to the people upstairs for a while now because they were just being loud every night. They're just constantly 2 a.m. partying with people, smoking pot, drugs, whatever. And I kind of like had a falling out with them because we just argued constantly and I hated them. And one day I was sleeping. It was like 7 a.m. I got woken up to like knocking on the front door and they looked above me and I hated them. So I was like, it's probably one of their friends. I don't care. I ignore
them. Is there a discernible point to this story?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And basically they were knocking and I woke up and I finally decided to get up because I saw someone walking up the stairs in the back. Both of them was not. I went outside and there was like a SWAT team practically with guys with like riot gear, cops, and guns pointed. And the second I opened the door, they're like, scream, get on the ground. And I was like, holy crap. And I was like, what is going on? And they asked me where I lived. And I was downstairs. So I was like, I live downstairs. And they said, okay, you're good. And they told me to come outside. I came outside, and I guess the guy upstairs that constantly made me problems had a warrant out for his arrest for attempted murder and grand larceny.
Jeez.
The guy told me.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap.
Wow, I had a real falling out with that guy. I didn't like how noisy he was.
Yeah. I thought that was the worst thing about him.
Good Lord. I can't believe how many people had there was one text that came in earlier, and I can't find it now. But he was delivering pizzas when he was in college.
I assumed we would get a lot of those, honestly.
We are.
Yeah.
He went to a door to deliver a pizza, and a guy answered the door with an AR-15 pointed between his eyes, made him come in and sit down on the couch next to somebody else.
Whoa.
And he ended up talking his way out of there and getting the hell out.
Wow.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
That's
a movie.
Movie plot. Yeah.
That's scary. That's terrifying.
Here it is. I finally found it. He said, had it pointed right between my eyes and told me to get inside and sat down on his couch where another guy was sitting next to him, and he pulled it on me also. I told him, hey, man, I must be at the wrong house or something. Do you want free pizza? Because, and eventually the guys are like, okay, yeah, you must be at the wrong house. And they took the pizza and let him go.
Wow.
But can you imagine? You knock on the door and all of a sudden you're sitting on the couch and two dudes are pointing a...
No, not at all.
No,
I can't.
I can't imagine that.
Happened to be an AR-15.
I can't imagine delivering pizzas.
It does seem bad.
I wonder if for one...
I mean, the guns, yes, but...
If for one second he was like, oh, finally I have a reason not to drive and deliver pizzas. It's this is a legit excuse.
Do you think after they let him go and then he was like... No tip? Never mind.
Yeah.
I have it. Jim in Michigan, did you have a gun pulled on you?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Okay.
So, this is all about the neighborhood.
We're going to hang up on you right now.
I
can't deal with another.
No, that's terrible. Everybody sounds like their phones met their match with the butt end of a gun there.
Yeah.
Being shot.
Mike in Albany has a triple crown of having the gun pulled on him. Mike, three times?
Yeah, three times. So the first two were misunderstandings. Me and a bunch of friends were target practicing, and we brought a lot of ammo one day, so we're shooting a lot more than normal. And a bunch of people heard the guns go off and called the cops, and we had three police agencies show up at our backs. You know, we had earmuffs on, so we couldn't really hear people yelling at us. And we had three police agencies with AR-15s and handguns drawn, screaming at us to drop our weapons, put our hands up, and walk backwards towards them.
Jeez.
Wow,
that's pretty terrible.
And it was, we were just target practicing in a usual area, just a little misunderstanding there. So that was puckering.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, I was driving along the Canadian border, just driving along, minding my own business, and I look up and there's five black SUVs behind me with lights and sirens on. They pull me over. One SUV hits the ditch. One goes behind me. One goes in front of me. They all come out with guns drawn.
Wow.
Asked for my registration, want to know what I'm doing, and then within 30 seconds, like, oh, really sorry, there was a car that met your description that was smuggling something. Have a nice day, and off they go.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Those were the Mounties.
Wow.
You're lucky you're alive.
This is excessive for speeding, Jesus.
Yeah, right?
And then the third time is probably the most comical. So we're at a bachelor party in Boston, and the nightly entertainment gets there. And we're at a hotel, and she goes into the bathroom to change into her outfit and never comes out. She literally stays in there for 3 hours and cries. Okay. We call the bouncer, and we're like, hey, man, really sorry, but we paid X amount of money, and this is kind of what happened. He's like, hey, no problem, sir. You know, we're really sorry. You know, when we get there to pick her up, just come on out, you know, hop in the car, we'll take care of it. You know, we'll give you your money back. No problem. Guy was super polite. So we get out, walk in the car, get in the back seat, turns around, puts a gun right in her face and says, so you're not going to get your money back. Don't ever call me again and don't call the cops. Kicks us out of the car and drives away.
Wow.
Never even got to saw a boob.
Wow. There's nothing sexy about seeing a crying stripper's boob, believe me.
Mm-hmm. No.
Also,
that's not great, but still.
In the future, if anyone is dealing with a crying stripper, the bouncers don't care. And apparently yours just stole your money.
That's crazy. I guess he wanted to be nice on the phone in case you guys were dicks and would take it out on the girl?
No, it...
Or him.
It makes them not scared. Like, it makes it seem like, oh, everything's going to be cool. Yeah. Like, it diffuses the situation before it even happens.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
So they go into it thinking, oh, this guy's great. He's not gonna do anything.
He's a legit
weird.
Business
and then,
guy.
Bam, when he pulls a gun. Yeah. This guy, double shocked.
Yeah, this guy's customer service is like Amazon Prime or Walmart.
I assume anybody who chooses to have a bachelor party in Boston, that party ends 90% of the time in a shown weapon.
Yeah, with a Boston pimp taking your money.
Uh-huh. And some strippers crying. Jeez. You're absolutely right.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.